This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are joined today because we're going to talk about a few things he's been writing about, because he's been very prolific here of late, by, once again, the author of The Gun Control Myth, Dr. John Lott. Good evening, sir.
Great to talk to you again.
Likewise. I saw this one article. I didn't read it because I want to hear what you have to say about it, because sometimes I wonder about the fevered ego of some of these politicians. But I saw that you wrote an article where Joe Biden said he would have voted against the Heller decision, I guess in the confines of if he were in the Supreme Court. Is that right?
Correct. Well, I mean, he was not only indicating how he would vote, but how the judges that he would appoint to the courts should be voting too.
Tell me about this. I know that this is a big gun control ticket here with him, and I refer to her now as Kamala Harris. I know this is a big gun control ticket. Tell me what you think the features of their gun control points they're trying to make.
Well, I mean, you can look at his webpage for the campaign. He has a page there that goes through his various gun control proposals. And the first proposal that he puts forward is to allow people who are harmed in any way by a gun to be able to sue gun makers and gun sellers for any damages that are there. I mean, let me just give you an analogy, and that is look at cars. There are 4.5 million people each year who are injured in car accidents. What would happen if all those 4.5 million people could sue car makers and car sellers for lost wages, for pain and suffering, for hospital costs that they may have? What do you think would happen to the car companies that are in existence or the people who sell them? They'd go out of business. And on top of that, even if they did stay in business, cars would be extremely expensive. Beyond that, what happens if you were to say any time a crime was committed with a car, you know, the person either drove to the crime scene or drove away or, you know, used the car in the crime in any way, that they should also be liable for the damages from that crime. And you could have lawsuits recovering everything there. So if there was a crime that was a bank robbery and people were hurt at the bank robbery, you would sue the car companies for damages. I mean, I don't think people appreciate what a radical change that would be. And the fact that they want to push this as their number one first gun control proposal that they want to put out there, I mean, it's pretty clear it would end the car, end the gun industry in this country. The people who make guns are very tiny industry compared to something like the car industry. But, you know, having tens of thousands of lawsuits for people who are either hurt in a crime or their relatives could sue, or the way it reads, if you had two gangs fighting against each other over drug turf, and people on both sides of the gangs were shot in the skirmish between the two gangs, then and killed, then the relatives of those people would be able to go and sue the gun makers and gun sellers for any damages that were there. And, you know, for suicides, for accidents, you'd have, it's very quickly that gun companies and gun sellers would be put out of business. You know, the thing is also, you don't, there's no discussion there saying, well, should we pay the gun makers for the benefits from the guns, for the people whose lives are saved? No, it's just that these courts are supposed to take into account only the cost from people owning guns and not looking at any of the benefits, not looking at whether there's a net benefit or a net cost, but just looking at the gross cost that they can kind of count up. And, you know, obviously beyond that, Biden has promised to make Beto O'Rourke his gun czar. But the big thing that came out this week, and you're seeing in Senate races across the country, was during the presidential debate, Biden was specifically asked about whether he would get rid of the filibuster and would then also pack the Supreme Court. And I think that should really scare people. Getting rid of the filibuster means that everything that they want to do, they're going to be able to easily pass. Because up till now, in order to get something through the Senate, you've had to have 60 votes. And that will no longer be required. They can have pure party line majority votes that are there. 60 votes has meant you have to have bipartisan support in order to get things through. Well, you won't need to do that anymore. And so it's a real threat, all these things. And, you know, Trump talked about all the judges he's put on the courts, and he has put a lot on. But what I would have also added is that even though he's put, let's say, 53 circuit court judges on the court, he's only been able to bring the courts into rough balance politically. The Democrats still control the circuit courts for 24 states and the District of Columbia, which is considered by far the second most important court in the country. And if they get rid of the filibuster, the Democrats are going to be able to add judges, not just maybe to the Supreme Court, but also to the lower courts that are there.
Right.
And the scare.
They become little more than the House of Representatives, except with a different title at that point. It's just majority rules.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And, you know, the fact that you have Senate or Democratic Senate candidate after Democratic Senate candidate in the country taking the same tack that Biden has and refusing to answer the question, I think should be very worrying. Anybody who's a moderate, anybody who's a conservative, should be very scared about the radical things that they're going to be able to get through. And it's not just on guns. They're going to fundamentally transform the system of government that we have in elections.
Yeah.
They want to give citizenship. The first bill that Biden wants to put forward would give citizenship to the 22 million plus illegal aliens in the United States.
And then he wants Puerto Rico and D.C., right? He wants that
right.
Those to be states. So we're coming up on the first break, Dr. Lott, and when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about this before we move on to the other two things. Where do they find your website?
The website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, and they can find my latest book, Gun Control Myths. That's available on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble.
When we get back, I don't know, you probably do, and I know you haven't written about this specifically, but I want to write about the platform, or talk about the platform of the Democrats coming into this year, because it's a little different than the platform up to this point as far as how it regards guns, and I would like to get your opinion on how important you think that is as far as how arrogant they may have become or how sure they are of themselves. But we'll be right back. We're talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
Last goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Dr. John Lott. We were talking earlier about Biden and his platform and everything. And he took ownership of the Democratic Party in this debate, right?
He claimed, right, that the party was just reflecting his views,
right,
on the stuff. So here's
the question I have. Now, in years past in the Democratic platform, like in 2012, I think they made veiled reference to the Second Amendment in name. And in years prior to that, they had talked about not wanting to infringe upon the sporting huntsmen and sporting rifles and all that other stuff without getting out there and recognizing predated to the constitutional right to keep and bear arms and all this other stuff. This year in their platform, they make no mention of this at all. It's completely omitted. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, not sure. I got a copy of it up right in front of me. It's very clear. I mean, at least in the past, they give lip service to the Second Amendment, saying that they support it, as you say, and then they'd go and have a list of different types of gun control laws that they want to have. But, you know, they explicitly come out for licensing and registration of all guns in the country. They come out in favor of things like red flag laws. They come out in favor of banning many types of semi-automatic guns. And, of course, they come out for what we were talking about before with Biden about making it so you can have these lawsuits that will put them out of business. I think the big thing, though, is just the types of people that they're talking about putting on the courts. You know, you don't need to explicitly rewrite the Constitution if you control the judges.
Right.
You have all the Democrats on the Supreme Court have said very explicitly that they would overrule the Heller and McDonald decisions. People have to understand that the only things that the Heller and McDonald decisions dealt with really was whether or not the government could ban all guns or an entire category of guns. They had to have other cases come up in order to make it broader than that. And those cases haven't come up mainly because of John Roberts. You've had kind of a hung court. You've had four Democrats who want to say that there is no individual right to self-defense. There is no individual right to own guns. Only the Second Amendment only gives the government the power to own guns. You've had four Republican justices, Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh, who have made it very clear that they do believe that there's an individual right to own guns, and have argued strenuously that the Supreme Court needs to take up more guns because you have a lot of these circuit courts which are out of control, which are controlled by Democrats. And then you have John Roberts. And Roberts has prevented the other Republicans from bringing up any of these cases because I've talked to clerks, I've talked to spouses of clerks who are on the Supreme Court, and they've told me that the problem is that just as Roberts has ruled with the Democrats on things like religious freedom, on DACA, on Obamacare, on a range of other issues, Roberts has made it clear to the Republicans on the court that if they go and bring up one of these Second Amendment-type cases, he will vote with the Democrats. And so they don't want to risk creating bad precedent that's there.
Right.
The great thing about Amy Barrett is she's a very strong constitutional rights supporter. One can clearly see that from her decisions. And that would give five votes out of the nine to go and take up these cases. So Roberts and the Democrats aren't going to be able to block that anymore. And so her appointment is crucial. The problem is the Democrats are threatening to get rid of the filibuster, and that will allow them to go and pack not just the lower courts, but the Supreme Court. I mean, right now, if you had Trump go to the Senate and say, look, I want to create four new Supreme Court positions to create a huge, you know, a large Republican majority on the court, you know, maybe some Republicans would vote for it, but there's no way you'd get any Democrats to vote for it.
Sure.
And given the filibuster, you have to have 60 votes, and Republicans aren't close to 60 votes. And the problem is that, you know, if the Democrats take control of the Senate, which now appears that, according to betting odds, that they're just going to get control, and Biden wins, and they keep the House.
So who's saying that they're going to take? I'm curious about this, and I don't mean to interrupt you. Who's saying they're going to take control of this? Because I haven't seen that.
Well, I mean, you can look at that. Go to lots of places. Go to Real Clear Politics. Go to Election Betting Odds. The best estimate for Democrats in the Senate is that they'll end up with 51 seats, and the Republicans will end up with 49. And if that's the case, then the filibuster is gone, because you might have Angus King, who is technically an independent, but he sides with the Democrats, who would vote against getting rid of the filibuster. But if they have 51 votes, they can lose him, still make the change. Manchin from West Virginia has kind of vacillated back and forth. My own guess is, though, if you're one vote short of getting rid of the filibuster, there's going to be immense pressure on that senator, Democratic senator, to switch his vote. And just like you had with Obamacare, you know, there was hope that there'd be one Democrat who would go against Obamacare there. But in the end, with all the pressure put on them, they all ended up going for it. And I think you'll have the same thing happen here.
I'm going to have to look into that. I won't, but that's all right. We will continue.
I mean, you can go to Election Betting Odds. That's, I think, the best of the sites. I have to confess, though.
I'll tell you what. We're coming up on the break. Tell everybody where the website is, real quick.
It's crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, and the new book, Gun Control Myths, is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go take a look at that one. I can't. I'm having a little trouble with that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
He has mild symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Mark Meadows updating us on the status of President Trump as he's tested positive for COVID-19. Meadows continues.
The doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence. He's in the residence now.
As far as any complications that President Trump may face regarding COVID-19, Dr. Oz says,
so getting the virus is one thing, having a complication is another, as we've been debating throughout the pandemic. At age 74 and being 244 pounds, which takes his BMI over 30, which is the obese category, he's got those two risk factors.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen tested negative for COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill were both negative for COVID-19, as was Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says negotiations are continuing with the administration regarding a new coronavirus deal. The California Democrats saying there's still significant disagreement in key areas. Economist and chairman and editor-in-chief at Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, believes
the two big things on that would be that payroll tax holiday, also a new round of payments to individuals. They're talking about $1,200. I would go for, say, $1,500 or $2,000, make it a big one-time shot.
The glass fire now has burned over 60,000 acres of land. Cal Fire Deputy Chief Jonathan Cox says the conditions are tough right now.
We're under red flag conditions right now, so our focus is really contending with these changing conditions out there on the line.
The blaze grew over 2,000 acres yesterday as it burns across Sonoma and Napa counties. CAL FIRE saying the blaze is at 5% containment. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary 3-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dr. John Lott. Before we talk about the Supreme Court with Amy Coney Barrett, I want to ask you a question about these polls, because I went and looked at them. And they all look like the same ones of 2016.
Well, the national polls, Biden's a little bit ahead by about a couple percentage points
right
where Clinton was. The Senate, you have to look at the individual states too. I mean,
right,
where the errors occurred in the polls in 2016 is they didn't pick up what was happening in some of the states. They were looking at the total for the whole country. And the thing is, if you go, you can go to election betting odds. It's the website.
Is that the one with Stossel and another lot?
Yep. Right.
Yep.
But I mean, it's not just that. I mean, you can go to Real Clear Politics, but electionbettingodds.com. Right now, you see that the probability of Biden winning is about 62.6%, 35% for Trump. Control of the Senate, Democrats have 65, almost 66%. Republicans are at 34%.
Now,
in the House, Democrats.
The only question I'm looking right. The only thing I'm looking at right now is what you're talking about. And do you happen to know how they came to these numbers? I know with you, with the studies you've done, it's all about the method and how you get the samples. And I mean, Biden hasn't been campaigning.
Yeah. Well,
the Democrats are holding up all kinds of things. And we've got all this violence happening in these Democrat strongholds. Biden's going to beat Trump 62.6% to 35.1%.
No, that's the odds of winning. He's going to end up with 62.6% of the vote.
Okay.
What happens is people bet on election outcomes. You know,
sure.
Just like you have people betting on football games and what have you. People bet on election outcomes. And it turns out that those tend to be pretty accurate, not all the time, but they tend to be more accurate than, let's say, polls are at this point. But you can Real Clear Politics also has the polls that are there. And what you find is that Democrats right now are supposed to end up with 51 seats to 49 in the Senate. They're supposed to have a clear majority in the House. And it looks like, if one nice thing about election betting odds is they have it broken down by the odds of Biden winning each individual state, not just the odds for the country as a whole. And it looks like the estimate is he'll pick up 334 electoral votes to 204 for Trump. So, I mean, look, do I hope that this turns out to be wrong? As far as the Senate goes, it looks like you have a number of close races. You have Montana. It looks very close. Steve Bullock, obviously, is going to support virtually all the gun control regulations you have there. Iowa, the Democrats pulled ahead there, it looks like. You look at the states that Republicans currently control. North Carolina, it looks like a switch. Arizona, it looks like Gabby Gifford's husband, who's strongly in favor of gun control, has worked with her gun control group. It looks like he's going to win there. Colorado, it looks like the Democrats will win there. Maine, it looks like Susan Collins is going to lose there. Iowa, looks like the Democrats are going to take a Republican seat there. In Montana, it looks like the Republicans are going to hold on, but it's close. And so right now you have a net pickup. The only state that the Republicans are ahead in that is currently held by a Democrat is Alabama. And so that's a net pickup of 4 seats for the Democrats, and that would give them a 51-49 majority. Now, look, I'm with you. Obviously, I hope that that's not the case.
Well, in 2016, Hillary wasn't campaigning. She wasn't going anywhere. And Trump didn't have a record.
Biden doesn't need to campaign right now because of the coronavirus stuff. But beyond that, I'm not sure it's having an effect because he has so many ads out. If you're
sure.
In one of these battleground states, I mean, you have Bloomberg spending at least $100 million on ads in Florida. He's spending something like $600 million altogether on ads in battleground states. And that's just Bloomberg. I mean, you look at July and August. I think Trump spent something like about, $6.5 million in Florida. Biden had spent something like $24 million in the
sure.
state. That's the reason why these campaign rallies for Trump have been so important. But unfortunately, he's going to be sidelined for 2 weeks now. with the virus. You know, hopefully not longer than that.
Right. Now, in Florida, for example, Florida is like 51.5 to 48.5, and yet, out of the after the debate, when they polled Telemundo, Hispanics in Florida, or I think Hispanics overall, preferred Trump 66% to whatever was left over.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm just, you can go and look at individual polls in the states, and you can look at the betting odds. And look, I don't want this to be the case. I hope people turn out and vote. But, you know, however they want it to turn out. But I'm just saying that, you know, you take Virginia. You had all these people protesting with all the gun control laws and everything else that they've been passing in Virginia this year once
right.
the Democrats took over the House and the State House and Senate. The only thing I would say is, where were you guys last November?
Yeah,
I mean, if you really cared about this, you guys should have been out there working hard last November. It doesn't do any good now. And you're going to have the same thing happen nationally that you had happen in Virginia. I mean, Virginia, they've gotten rid of voter ID requirements. They basically made it so that felons are almost automatically registered to vote
sure.
and stuff. There's been a major change in things that's going to make it very, very difficult for Republicans to ever win races again in Virginia.
We'll see. We'll see. I just looking at this, I mean, looking at everything that you mentioned, especially Real Clear Politics, I mean, they didn't have one poll where Trump wins. Not one. And, you know, that...
On the national polls?
Yeah.
Okay, well there's a
I'll tell you what,
difference
before,
between looking at national polls and looking at the state polls.
Right. Let's before we go to break, let's give out the contact for Dr. John Locke, please. Website?
It's crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, and the new book, Gun Control Myths, is available on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble.
John thinks that's his best book he's ever written. You should give it a look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, which is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Dr. John Lott. And just the other day, you had an article in Real Clear Politics talking about how nobody talked about mail-in voting fraud during the debate, although I guess they made a passing reference to it because they don't believe it, right?
Well, they did talk about mail-in voting. What upset me and what concerned me was the fact that both Chris Wallace, as well as Biden, it was expected, but kind of poo-pooed the idea that there was any concerns about fraud that would occur. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, you just look at the news stories that come out, you know, just in the last few days. You have Washington, D.C. and New Jersey having stories about people literally getting many, many mail-in ballots sent to their homes for people that no longer live at those addresses, apartment buildings where literally, you know, you can find 100 mail-in ballots all bundled together, just left out there for people to go and pick up. You know, it's a real mess, and it's in California and in Nevada and many other states that you see this now. And what's particularly troubling over the last few weeks is that you've had Democratic judges across the country go and say, okay, the election is November 3rd, but absentee ballots in the past had to be delivered by, you know, close of business on Election Day. And they'll say, well, you know, you can deliver them by November 10th. And also, you don't need to go and check the signatures on them. I mean, it's not like the signatures on the outside of a mail-in ballot really provide huge protection. It's not like people looked really closely at those signatures in the past to see that they matched, nor that the people who do the checking are really experts on signatures in any way. But now, I mean, you just had the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, for example, be the latest, where they say they don't even need to check to see that. So you live in a state where they don't even check the signatures, and you get four or five ballots sent to you. You know, I lived in an apartment a little while ago. I was getting mail constantly from people that no longer live there, including ballots. I've talked to many other people that are doing that. So now you get four or five ballots in the mail, and you know that they're not going to be checked. So why not just go and fill them out and send them all in? It's not going to make any difference. It's not like they're going to be able to catch you. And, you know, it's really amazing. We've had convictions this year for postal workers who have sold mail-in ballots to people who want to buy them. We've had in Texas, we've had in West Virginia a postal worker who's gone through and essentially tampered with the mail-in ballots that were put in the mail, throwing out ones he didn't like and altering some. You know, it's really a mess.
So,
and we just finished a report a little while ago looking at what the rules are in other countries. And, you know, the rest of the world, most of the rest of the world bans absentee ballots, let alone these types of universal mail-in ballots. I mean, Trump, during the debate this last week, was saying that at least for absentee ballots, there's some protection because you have to go and request a ballot be sent to you. And if somebody's dead, presumably, hopefully, their relatives aren't going to ask for a ballot to be sent there. Or somebody else who may have moved into their home isn't going to ask for it sent. And as well as, you know, if you've moved out of state, hopefully you're not going to be asking for a ballot to be sent to you.
Right.
But if you just go and have these universal mail-in voting where anybody who's on the registration list, even if they've been dead for years, get automatically sent a ballot, you're going to have a lot of fraud. But the thing is, if you look at Europe, 72% of European countries ban absentee ballots, not even these universal mail-in ballots, for people living in the country. Another 19% of the country only allow absentee ballots if you have a photo ID and pick it up. You know, these are much stricter rules than what we have here in the United States.
Well, you point out that Mexico mandated voter ID.
Yeah, Mexico, since 1991, has had voter IDs, and they also banned mail-in ballots up until 2006, and only at that point can only get a mail-in ballot if you're living outside of Mexico. You know, they want to have it so that people living in the United States can go and vote. But if you're living in Mexico, there's no absentee ballot for you.
Well, I mean, it just makes me...
They've learned fraud the hard way. All these countries have learned fraud the hard way. France used to have mail-in absentee ballots up until 1975. Where they literally discovered hundreds of thousands of fraudulent ballots being cast.
Right. You know, with all the stuff that they're telegraphing, which they're telegraphing an awful lot of stuff, the Democrats are. And I'm looking at these odds and everything else, and they're very quite confident that they seem to be they're going to be able to pull this off, despite all of the precedent that has preceded all of this stuff up to the point with Trump. I mean, you know, Trump presided over the best economy in a long time before COVID-19, and the economy is rebounding. Do you think they're just are they just so arrogant that they just don't understand that we can look and say, "Wow, Mexico has voter ID. How come we don't have voter ID?" Do you, have you when you're looking into this stuff, do you ever get any sort of a picture of the mindset that they're trying to exhibit?
I think they make claims. The media repeats the claims that the Democrats make. And, you know, I don't understand. I mean, you'd think these people know it. It's just that they don't want to have any protections. I mean, if you read the Democratic National Platform, you look at what's happened when they've taken over states like Virginia, where they've gotten rid of voter IDs. I mean, we're not even just talking about photo IDs. We're talking about voter IDs. You don't even need a voter ID. Any type of ID. You don't even need to show your residence when you go and vote now in Virginia. And that's basically what they want to go and do to the entire country. The notion that you don't even have to match signatures on absentee ballots is just amazing to me, in the sense that people must realize that that makes it so that there's absolutely no safeguard there in order to protect against voter fraud. Why would you support something like that? And So, you have lots of problems with the voting. You know, you're going to have a very big turnout for Trump and for these Senate races if you're going to have any hope that's going to be there. People are going to have to turn out and make sure. I mean, at least for people who care about the issues that you care about, like private gun ownership,
or just
this election, election is going to determine whether or not there is private gun ownership in this country. If they just go and pass the first of Biden's proposals to make it so that there will be suits against gun makers for anything that goes wrong with their guns, as we talked about in the first segment here, that's going to put the gun industry in the United States out of business. I mean,
we're running out of time.
Applying that to cars or anything else?
We're running out of time, Dr. John. How about give out the website one more time? We're definitely going to do this a few more times for the election. How do they find you?
Our website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, and the new book, Gun Control Myths, is available at Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble.
Thank you for joining me this evening. You won't have to ask for the link today, Dr. John. I will take care of you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.